We begin a new parak, Hamafkit, the third parak above Kama. Daf Lam the Gimel Amid Beis. Today's Daf is Daf Lam Adalad. We're going to begin Lam the Gimel Amid Beis. Hamafkit Hitzel Chavidu Behema a Kalim. If somebody deposits an animal or Kalim with another, and he is a Shemer Chinam, an unpaid Shemer, and Venignubu Oisha Oktu, they were stolen or they were lost. Now, Shilim Leratz Lishava, the shemer paid the owner the value of the pikadon, and he did not wish to take a shvuah. The shvuah is that he did not misappropriate the item, that he was not negligent in safeguarding. That will affect who keeps the deposit if found or returned. Shadei Amru. Now, the shemer may also choose to take a shvuah, because the chacham said, Shemer Chinam takes the oath, and he is thereby released from the ability to pay the owner. Neimar Tzahagadav, that the thief is later found, Meshalim Tashlumi Kefil. The Ganav pays the double payment. Tovachum Achar, if the Pekodin item was a sheep or an ox, and the Ganav slaughtered or sold it, Meshalim Tashlumi Arbava Chamisha, he has to pay fourfold or fivefold. Now, Lami Meshalim, who does he pay? Lamisha Pekodin Etzlein. He gives payment to the one who had the deposit in his possession when it was stolen. When the shamer paid the owner for the stolen item, the owner granted the rights to the item of the shamer. Therefore, the shamer is entitled to any payment the thief presents for the item, be it a compensation for the item value or a fine. If the case of the shamer took an oath and did not wish to pay, if the ganav is then found, the ganav is then found and required to pay the double payment. He pays four or five times. The mishalim balik pikadon to the owner of the deposit. Ask the gemara. Lomi the mishnah behema. Lomi the mishnah kalim. Why does the mishnah teach the case of one who deposits an animal? Why does the mishnah teach the case of one who deposits a vessel? So the more says tzlichah ditan a behema, if it were only say a behema, have a min, I would say behema, with the maklan lake fela. So only with regards to an animal that the owner agrees to transfer rights to the double payment to the shamer when the shamer pays for the stolen item, rishum de nefish tircha la'aluli la'puke, due to the fact that the exertion required to tend to the animal to bring the animal in and take out is great. How it came to lame lake first, it's not very difficult to take out kalim. Aim a lame makam lake fail. I would say it is not giving kafel. Vitana kalim have I mean now. Therefore, I said kalim, I would say kalim with the makam lake fail. Dafka kalim, he gives kafel, we should go with nafresh kaflayo. Due to the fact that, in their case, is not substantial, as that is the maximum payment that he could receive. But in the case of an animal where the ganav slaughtered or sold it, he pays four times. But here, where the transfer of rights to the payment is part of the initial agreement between the owner and the shamer, taking effect when the pikadon is given, who would say that the deposit will be stolen? In terms of the Meganli, and even if you want to say it will be stolen, who says that the ganav will be found? And even if the ganav is found, who said he'll pay? Perhaps the confessor will be exempt from kefil. It's as though that the owner said to the shamer at the time that he gave him the deposit. When it will be stolen and you wish to refrain from taking an oath and you will pay me instead, ownership of my cow is hereby transferred to you from this time. And the cow is an entity that already came into the world. Since ownership of the cow is retroactively transferred to the shamer from the time of the deposits, any profits generated by the cow, the double payment belongs to the shamer. Maskel Reb Zeira asked him, "Yachiv so afidug zeisel while they sell nami." So then, even the fleece and the offspring of the animal that grew while it was the shamer's possession should be the property of the shamer. Alam tanya chus migi zeisel while they sell. What does the price say except for the fleece and the offsprings? Reb Zeira says, "Nas kamer li." Since the owner said to the shrim, Rachutz Megizei Sel, all they sell except for the fleece and his offspring. My poska. Now, why was Allah stated in the Mishnah without qualification? Does every owner necessarily have the condition in mind? So my answer is Tama the Mil says Shvachad Osamam. Typically, profit that comes from elsewhere, the kafel from a thief, over the Ishtamakne, person is not attracted to the shimmer. Shvachad Megufa, a profit that originates from the body of the animal, over the Ishtamakne, person is not attracted to the shimmer. Igadami, other people say, Amar Rav says, Nasa came related as though the owner said to the shimmer at the time of the deposit, when it will be stolen, you will wish to refrain from taking an oath. Some of them you must agree to will be transferred to immediately before the theft. My minai, what's the difference? When I push the zeta, or inami the kaimabagam, or if the animal was standing in a marsh at the time of the theft, since the animal was not on the shemir's property at the time, you cannot acquire it. The Mishnah said, shilam l'rasa the shalav, omer of chiyam rabam, michal le shilam shalam mamish, doesn't mean that he doesn't want to pay. Alakivin shomer, I'm sorry, when it says shilam, it doesn't mean pay mamish. Even if he didn't pay. What reasons the objection from that which we learned? Tanah, we learned in the Mishnah, Shilim Adas L'Shoah, if he, the Shemir paid the owner, did not wish to take a Shoah, the thief pays the Shoah, the God of pay is the kafel payment to the Shemir. So the Mishnah says, Shilim Ein L'Shilim Lay, if he paid, yes, he acquired the rights of the Shemir, if he did not, not. And Masif was discussed the Sif, and Nishwar Adas L'Shoah, if he took a shoe and doesn't want to pay, time to learn how to wrestle the official shovel. So, what is that? I don't learn much from it. No, you can't learn from it. Thank you, Hazid Rabichlan. A sick part of my chavere. If one rents a cab from another, and a stolen from my Allah, and the other party, the renter, said, Rashal bin Nishba, I hereby choose to pay and I will not take a shoe. I had him some other than you felt it. Rashal just became for the sake you pay the double to the renter. Once the rich chooses to pay, then he requires the rights to double payment. Or a proper officer, Shem Rechinam. In the case of a Shem Rechinam, Kivisham or Peshaiti, once he says, I was a Peshe, I was negligent, so now he's rendering himself chayv to pay to compensate the owner. Maklum Makvela, the owner transfers rights to the double payments to him. If the shemer wishes, he can exempt himself from the liability with the claim of Kaneva. Shemer Zachar, by Shemer Zachar, giving Shemer Nigdava, once he says, Augustal, Makmalak Fail is Makmakit, and the Bay Patanashi Bishwara Mesa. If he wishes, the shemer wishes, he can exempt himself from the liability with the claim that the animal was either Shwara or Mesa. Shemer Shemarin Mishalim, if a borrower says, I hereby choose to pay, the Makalik Fela, the owner does not transfer the rights of the double payment. With what claim would the borrower be able to exempt himself from the payment? Who's only with the claim that the animal died due to the Malacha? The Shaykh is not common. You get down by the people saying, when a Republic says, Shall not make you a Shawarin, we shall, and once he stayed out here, but choose to pay. He could say he exempts himself from liability with the claim that the animal died to the malacha. Since the entire benefit occurs to the borrower as he enjoys the use of the item without payment, the borrower, the owner does not transfer the rights for the double payment to the borrower due to the statement that he chooses to pay. One who borrows a cow from another and it was stolen, and the borrower went ahead and paid, and he found that he pays double payment to the borrower. So the it doesn't say that he went ahead and paid a he went ahead and said. So I asked him, So Rashi says, immediately they got me, they didn't teach together. Rashi says, Shalini Latana, the bit of Chia, the bit of Eshu. The Chacham asked the Tanana, the school of Chia and Eshu, Amri Gabi Hadadi Tanana was taught together. Rashi says, Pshita, Omar, any Mishalim, because of Omar, any Mishalim. If a guy says, I will not pay, then he says, I hereby choose to pay rather than take a Shulo, he's entitled to double payment. Okomar, only Mishalim, because he's saying, I choose to pay. Where I ask it, Ella or Ani Mishal, but if he said, I hereby choose to pay, Chaz Rama, then he said, Ani Mishal, I will not pay. My, what's the halacha? Me, Amin, and Mahadr, come Mahadr, bay. Do we see that he's retracting his intention to pay, and therefore he has no right to double payment? By Dilma, or perhaps, by Musa, Badachi, to come Dachli, or perhaps, he stands committed to his initial statement, and he's rightly postponing payment to a later date, in which case, maintains his right to the double payment. If he says, I hereby choose to pay, and then he died before paying, his son said, Ain anu mishalva, we're not going to pay him. What's the question? Do we say that they were tracking their father's decision to pay? I do more. They say, perhaps they said that they're committed to fulfilling their father's statement. And they're just postponing payment to a later date when they will be able to pay. Ask the Shiloh, if the father died before he declared his willingness to pay, Shumo Baram and the sons paid. What's the halacha? Masyam Loki Yaknik Fedala Wukhindavin Lianichla. This is Duchalay. Can the owner say, when I transfer rights to the double payment, I transfer them to your father, who pleased me, but to you, I did not transfer the rights? I do, but there's no difference. Shumo Baram Mai. What's the halacha? If the owner or the deposit died and the shamer paid payment to the owner's sons, what's the halacha? Matsam Ralei. The son says to the shemer, Ki Akin Le Abu and Kfela, the Abdullah Nechel Arshe. My father transfer rights to the double payment to you is because you pleased him. But as far as we're concerned, you're not pleased us. Like, Dimalay Shlah, Shalom Mai, Shalom Mechsa Mai, Shalom Shte appears with Shalom Achaz Mehen, for them borrowed two cows and they were stolen. Mustakhay Shalom and Ashutan Rashil Mechaman, my Shutan Rashil Mechaman, my Shalom and Ishrashil Mabala. My Yishishal Shil and Balamai, the Marshals take Omarafunam, Mashpinais Shul Shayna Rashusi. Even if the Shaman declares his intention to pay the Pukat on the base that administered his oath, it's not as Rashus, right? Then Rashid Shaman, no, somebody perhaps stroke his center, perhaps he had the taiva to take it. He wants it. Mesa asked the Shaman, Mavas Kavir of Mashkin, if a person lends money to another on the basis of a collateral of the Mashkin, the guy loses the Mashkin. I'm going to sell you the Sikhalov. And the guy and the creditor says to the lender, I loaned you to sell on the basis of your collateral. The collateral is worth a shekel. And therefore, you only shekel. The other says, no, it's an over a kiliki of a sell you the son of Sabah Yeshua. So he's putter. In that case, the guy is putter from payment. Sell you the Sikhalov. If the creditor claimed, I loaned you to sell on the basis of that collateral, shekel Yeshua, it was worth a shekel. Lemon says, like Allah, Sali Vicini, love, it's rather you loan me a cell on the basis of the collateral, fish, the arm, my shava, scythe. Sali Vicini, love, if the Leva said you loan me a cell on the basis of the collateral, and the collateral was worth two cellas, I'm my shava, Lemon says, like Allah, Sali Vicini, love, it was worth Sala, your shava's butter. Sali Vicini, love, you loan me a cell on the basis of the collateral, and the collateral was worth Shnaim and Yeshava, Allah, no, like Allah, Sali Vicini, love, Hamish, the arm, my shava, so that is going to be chayf. Mishnah loses me in Yeshua. Who takes the oath? Misha Bikatanat. So the one who possesses the deposit was located. And so this Shem Yeshua is that you tell us. Unless the party take the oath and the other party, the creditor produces the deposit of truth to oath false. Rashi Zaha. To which case is the Mishnah not referring to Elam? As if it's going to say, if we take away the Shua Gabi Maldihi. If we say, so derive this, that the obligation to take an oath is coming upon the creditor due to the fact that he missed part of the. I claim to come with the mixes tainas, being with the mixes of Amr Shmuel and Adesha. I Adesha, a safe Adesha. Sell the Sunny Love, Shekel Yeshava, Allah, and Malaki, the Sabbath, the Sunny Love, Shesh, and Amr Shava, Kai the Shuga, believe it, who I'm Rabban, the Shabba Mava, Shabba Shava, Zabi, to us, because. Now, the aim, but if Easter upon the kingdom, Shabba Milish, and Rashu say, and what's about quickly, once the creditor takes the oath that the collateral is not in the possession, how can they produce it after? So whatever, there are witnesses, the collateral is burnt. Where will he bring it? That was a part of the reviews of Shishadim Shinigwa, the Savior, that it got stolen. So he said, make him my slot. Kodah for Maisla. Yehachdi for the Marekim Shtava Malva Nami. Trech Lai Vivalisa. Let him go bring it. So our Mishnah Malva the other to come on Iowa after Vivisa. Granted, the concern the creditor will recover the stolen collateral as he knows whether there's an exit to sound. Well, so Kodah for Maisla. Leave him the other my Iowa after Vivisa the Malva. He doesn't know who's going to the house of the Malva.